Okay, how many are here for the first time today? You? We hope it won't be the last time, sir. So it is nice to be back in Brasilia again after 4 or 5 months. A lot has happened since August. Our dear God brother and pure-hearted devotee of Lord Krishna, Sri Bhuvanath Das, has gone back to be with our sweet Lord Krishna. We were blessed with his association, even if only for a short time, but we got a glimpse of the qualities of a pure devotee. Even though his body was deathly ill, the soul, Sri Bhuvanath Das, was full of enthusiasm for chanting and serving the devotees. And his enthusiasm, his simple, pure heart, his ecstatic kirtans are remembered by devotees all over the world. He chose to leave this world not in Vrindavan but in Brasilia. Maybe there is some meaning in that. We are reminded that all of us will someday have to face the final exam test, whether we are a new devotee or we are a wonderful, pure devotee like Sri Bhuvanath. Actually, you are being blessed a lot here. Sri Bhuvanath was a very ecstatic kirtan man, and he spent a lot of time here. And now you have Bhakti Prema Prabhu and Tapan Mishra, who are also very, very wonderful devotees and ecstatic in chanting Hare Krishna. They are taking a lot of trouble to come here every weekend to be with you. So we certainly hope and pray that all of you will take benefit from this good association. I am reminded of the story of the drowning man. He was at the bottom of a deep, dark well, and he was crying out, "Please save me, please save me." Another man came to the top of the well and saw him. The drowning man cried, "Give me your mercy, give me a rope." The man at the top of the well dropped a rope. It was hanging in the air right in front of the drowning man. Then again, the drowning man cried out, "Please give me your mercy. Make my hands go around the rope." "No, you have to put your hands around the rope." You don't realize how quickly death is going to be knocking on your door. You will lose everything. You will lose your house. You will lose your car. You will lose your mother and father. You will lose your wife, your husband. You will lose your children. You will lose your body and your tongue and your genital. You will lose everything. And you won't be able to stay one breath longer. I'm not trying to scare anyone. I'm just pointing out reality. If we are intelligent, while we have got a relatively peaceful life, while our mind is in fairly good condition, we must try to make progress in spiritual life. We have got such a good opportunity now. Generally, in this material world, people are very unlucky, especially Kali Yuga. Prayanal payusa sobhya kalo, kalo, kali, kalo asmin yuge jana. Manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya hi upadrutaha. Manda bhagya means we're very unlucky. In Kali Yuga, in general, people have no brain for spiritual life. They simply make a show. I am Christian, I am Catholic, I am Jew, I am Hindu. Just a show. They have no knowledge of the soul. Every church, every mosque that you go to, simply there is sentiment and fanaticism. God is only in our church. Everyone is going to hell. I accepted Jesus. I bathed in the blood. Now everything is very nice in my life. But, sir, what is your understanding? What is your philosophy? What is your intelligence? If you have accepted Jesus, then why are you not following his laws? Lord Jesus said, I have come not to establish the law, but to reconfirm the law. In the Old Testament of the Bible, it says, thou shalt not kill. Why are they killing their mother? Cow is our mother. She is giving us milk. Our mother gives us her breast milk. After some time, we get milk from our mother, the cow. Is it a very good civilization that kills its mother? Where is their philosophy? So, you have got a chance to understand these things. They are explained so nicely in Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada's books are explanation of the ancient Vedic scriptures. Thousands and thousands of years of tradition of philosophy and bhakti or love. Love is a science. Love is done with the heart, but there is knowledge, just like love between a man and a woman. A man who knows the nature of a woman and knows how to please her He is a better lover than someone who knows nothing. And similarly, a woman who knows the mind of a man. She knows how to please him and attract him and control him. So Krishna knows how to attract Radharani, and Radharani knows how to control Krishna. And Radharani knows how to engage us in Krishna's service. And this knowledge is so far ahead of anything that is understood in the Western world. Not that India or Asia is any better. People are not following their own philosophy. But still, there are many good, enlightened devotees there, and the best of them all, Srila Prabhupada, he has come to us. So, if we are intelligent, we should recognize this opportunity to learn. If we are intelligent, we should recognize this opportunity to grow. If we are intelligent, we should realize that this is our self-interest. We can become free. We can become happy in any condition in this world. We will not be disturbed even by death personified if we learn how to take shelter of Lord Krishna through his holy name and his pure devotees. It is nice to see that you have come here this evening. It is a rainy night, miserable. We have no electricity. In this world, we're always troubled by so many things. There are basically three categories of trouble: adidaivik, adibhautik, and adhyatmik klesha. Klesha means misery. Adibhautik means misery caused by other living beings. That could refer to human beings, or it could refer to animals or germs or any other living being. But we are constantly put into difficulty. We are put into difficulty by adidaivik. Daiva means nature. This rain is an example. And adhyatmik klesha, misery is caused by our own body, weak heart, weak kidney, weak liver, so many problems. Old age, disease, death, so many problems. We have to rise above the problems. We have nothing to do with these problems. We have nothing to do with this body. People are thinking, I am Afghani, I am American, I am Palestinian, I am Israeli, I am Chechenian, I am Russian. All ignorance. Maybe we cannot give up this ignorance immediately. We have been in this illusion for many, many lifetimes. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Kripai Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. After wandering throughout the universes for many lifetimes, one becomes Bhagyavan or lucky. He gets the opportunity to meet Krishna's devotee and to change his life. He is shown the path of spiritual life. We have been and are being shown the path. But there is a difference between being shown the path and walking on the path. Now it is up to us. We have to test and see if it is true. And we have to test with our full enthusiasm, utsahan, nischaya, darya, tatat karma, pravartana, sangatyaga sato vrithe, sadvidir pritilakshana. So, you have done very nicely to come here this evening. It shows that you are all sincere. But you have a long way to go. Krishna consciousness, bhakti yoga, is the easiest genuine process. Bhakti yoga is a technique to purify you. The meaning of religion, dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam, is to follow the laws of God. And it is a technique or a process of enlightenment. So, this is the easiest. Chanting, dancing, philosophizing, good philosophy, and nice food, nice prasadam, spiritual food. But it is also meant to be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are meant to go within, to take shelter of super soul in the heart. We need a guide, a guru to help us. Krishna says, accept my devotee as your guide. Because Krishna says that we must do it, therefore we must do it. So all of these things require a higher level of commitment on our side. My friends, the reward is so great. It is definitely worth it. It is definitely worth the value. You never lose. You never lose anything by trying to make sincere progress in spiritual life. In the beginning, because of your being brainwashed by material civilization, it may appear that you are being asked to give up things which are enjoyable. Illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating. We have all been taught, me also, that these things are the purpose of life, to get more and more. But as you grow in intelligence, you will see that these things are not at all in your spiritual interest. You can be very, very happy taking Krishna prasadam. You can be very, very satisfied having spiritual intoxication, such as kirtan or any other kind of spiritual drinks or whatever. And guess what? You can also be happier sexually if you regulate your life. Having sex like a cat or a dog will not make civilization happy. It will only make them mad. Raising nice children for the pleasure of Krishna is a very nice devotional service. Men and women learning to respect one another is a far better way of life than using each other's bodies for their own gratification, their own selfish pleasure. And guess what? It is also a very nice option, after years of household life, to stop sex, because there's much higher pleasure in spiritual energy. As I said in the beginning, this may sound impossible to accept, but there are many, many devotees like me, or like Tribhuvanath, or so many others, who are experiencing the same thing and who are humbly begging all of you, taste this life. Krishna consciousness is not for everybody. I know. Please don't expect everybody to join our church. They can't. They're not sincere. But it is raining now, and we can't stop the rain. But we've got a shelter where we don't get wet. So we need our community in the middle of this Kali Yuga, where we can have shelter of each other's association. So it is up to all of you to build this community. It will happen. Someone will take up the work and get the credit. So why not all of you? And even if you don't build your own community, still, please try to go deeper into your chanting, try to become more strict in your principles, and try to have some sadhana of rising up in the morning during Brahma Muhurta. And if you are serious and want to make rapid progress, then try to find a spiritual master whom you can communicate with and take shelter of his guidance. So in conclusion, I would like to again remind you all that we could die at any moment. There's no time to procrastinate. If you see this opportunity as more than just an interesting yoga club, then try to take it more seriously. The rope is hanging there. It's just hanging. Put your hands around it. So, finally, let me again congratulate all of you. You are doing well, considering you don't have a lot of association, but you can do better, and I would like to see you do better. Now, generally, when a young child asks his father, "Daddy, what is this? Daddy, why are they doing that?" people understand, oh, this is an intelligent child. Srila Prabhupada used to ask his father so many questions. Once they were on a train at a station, an Indian train. So there was, on the train platform, a wedding procession coming to get on the train. There was a bride and a groom and many people nicely dressed and following the bride and groom. So Prabhupada asked his father, "What is that?" So Prabhupada's father said, "That is a wedding procession." And then he said, "That man and that woman, they are married." So Prabhupada asked his father, "Father, are you married?" So all the people on the train, they laughed. So asking questions is a sign of intelligence. Any question?
What is death personified?
What?
Death personified.
What? Death or Yamaraj?
You're explaining it, right?
Oh, there are different demigods who are like us, but they are very powerful, and they are in charge of managing the universe. For example, in the government of Brazil, there is a minister in charge of finance. There is a minister in charge of public utilities or whatever. And so many other ministers. But the top man is the president. And all the ministers work under him. So in the universe, the minister in charge of waterworks is Indra. This rain is under his control. The finance minister is Kuvera. Like that, there are different souls who have got big, big responsibility. And the prime minister is Brahma. And the emperor for life, the person finally in charge of Brahma is Lord Krishna. He's spiritual. Actually, Vishnu. Krishna is the source of Vishnu, and Vishnu does all the work. Krishna only enjoys with his gopis and gopas. He doesn't do any work. So Yama, he is the minister in charge of keeping track of our karma. He can see us everywhere. Whatever we do, it may be hidden from the police, but it is not hidden from the ministers of the universe. So Yama is very fearful. He punishes the living beings for their sinful life. So once there was a devotee named Ajamil. Have you heard of him? We have one book about Ajamil. So, as a young man, he was a very religious person, trained by his family. But when he grew up, even though he was married and had family, his mind got captured by a prostitute. He left his wife and children and followed the prostitute. He had children with her, and he was robbing and stealing to support her. So when he died, he was very much afraid, and he cried out for his son to save him. But he had given the name Narayan to his son. So he cried out as he was dying, Narayan, Narayan. So the servants of Yamaraj, the personification of death, those servants, they came to catch him for his sinful life. But because he had called the name of the Lord, even not intending to mean the Lord, he meant his son, so the servants of Vishnu also came to catch him. So at that time there was a debate between the servants of Vishnu and the servants of Yamaraj. And finally, Yamaraj told his servants that you can never take a person who is a devotee of the Lord. So a devotee is not afraid of death because he knows that Krishna is always looking at him and smiling and guiding him. I don't know what to say because I have also been in the same position as Tribhuvanath. In 1999, the doctors told everyone that I won't live for 6 months. And I was in a coma twice. But Krishna had other plans. On the one side, he took Tribhuvanath, and on the other side, he's keeping me here. Tribhuvanath is more lucky than me. But I don't mind. I will serve in the memory of Tribhuvanath Prabhu. I'm not afraid of death.
Love is a science. He's asking for you to explain the relation between this love and science.
Love?
And science.
Science. Oh. Well, you have to read the Nectar of Devotion. There it is explained how Radharani and Krishna use many different scientific techniques. In other words, the same techniques can be used by anyone in a loving relationship. So it is scientific. Scio, scire, scivi, scitum. It's the Latin. It simply means a body of knowledge. So there is a body of knowledge on how to love Krishna. It is very natural. Love in this world is an upside-down reflection of love for Krishna. You know what you do or what people do to attract another person. The scripture says, Dadati pratigranati guyamakyati prichati bhunte bojayate chaiva sadvidim pratilakshana. Dadati Pratigranati, giving gifts. Now, Christmas is coming. So people give each other gifts as a sign of love. It is supposed to be giving gifts to Jesus, but it has become totally materialistic. The three kings who came from the Orient, they brought gifts. We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we travel afar. Do you sing that song? They brought frankincense and myrrh. And I have a great movie that I brought with me. It's in Avadhyamya. It's called Jesus of Nazareth. It's about 4 hours long. And it's all about the life of Jesus, but it includes the kings of the Orient who came to his birth in the manger. And they brought gifts, so gifts are a sign of love. Kuyamakyati Prichiti, revealing your mind, opening your heart to someone you love, and when they want to say something to you, you give them time, you listen to them. Bhunkte bhojayate chaiva. What does a man do when he wants to develop a relationship with a woman? He invites her out to dinner, exchanging food over food. Relationship grows. So there are many, many, many other things in the relationship between Radha and Krishna, but you have to read about it. It's not there to help you become a better lover of your husband or your girlfriend or whatever. It's there to help you understand the relationship between Radha and Krishna. Any other questions? How many of you are chanting 16 rounds a day? Okay. How many of you are following all four of the regulative principles? That means no coffee or cigarettes or... how many are following? Put your hands up high. Okay. How many of you meet each other at least twice a week and discuss Krishna consciousness or something spiritual at least twice a week? Please put your hand up. Okay. So, we've got things that we can improve on. I'm saying what I'm saying with full belief and enthusiasm because I know it in my heart. So, if you also want to understand more, please come to a little higher level of practice. We will give you a money-back guarantee. If you practice nicely for 3 months, only 3 months, follow all the principles, rise early, chant 16 rounds a day, I guarantee you will begin to taste a higher level of happiness and you will be convinced. If after 3 months you can't continue, at least you have tried to know. And I would request all of you to write me a letter on email, which you can give to Sadhu Sangha, or you can write me directly, and tell me what you are experiencing. Devaka will help you translate. Sadhu Sangha will help you. But I want to know if after 3 months of trying, if any of you are feeling any difference in your heart. Okay, now we'll have our